how you do in these dim lights that do not work. They would be on if we could have them on. Okay, we're in Deuteronomy chapter 4. If you would care to stand while we read through it together. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And it is a long chapter, so if you need to be seated midway through, whenever, not a problem. And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to perform, in order that you may live and go in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I am commanding you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in the case of Baal-peor. For all the men who followed Baal-peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. See, I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do thus in the land where you are entering to possess it. So keep and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as is the Lord our God whenever we call on him? Or what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this whole law which I am setting before you today? Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, assemble the people to me, that I may let them hear my words, so they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood at the foot of the mountains, and the mountain burned with fire to the very heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick gloom. Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but you saw no form, only a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, that is, the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might perform them in the land where you are going over to possess it. So watch yourselves carefully, since you did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water below the earth. And beware lest you lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, and be drawn away and worship them and serve them, those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be a people for his own possession as today. Now the Lord was angry with me on your account and swore that I should not cross the Jordan and that I should not enter the good land which the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance. For I shall die in this land. I shall not cross the Jordan. But you shall cross and take possession of this good land. So watch yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God which he made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. And when you become the father of children and children's children, and have remained long in the land, and act corruptly, and make an idol in the form of anything, and do that which is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that you shall surely perish quickly from the land where you are going over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not live long on it, but shall be utterly destroyed. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you shall be left few in number among the nations, where the Lord shall drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things have come upon you in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers which he swore to them. Indeed, ask now concerning the former days which were before you, since the day that God created man on earth, and inquire from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything been done like this great thing, or has anything been heard like it? Has any people heard the voice of God speaking from the midst of the fire as you have heard it and survived? Or has a God tried to go to take for himself a nation from within another nation by trials, by signs and wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, as the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord, he is God. There is no other besides him. Out of the heavens he let you hear his voice to discipline you, and on earth he let you see his great fire, and you heard his words from the midst of the fire. Because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them, and he personally brought you from Egypt by his great power, driving out from before you nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in and to give you their land for an inheritance as it is today. Know therefore today and take it to your heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. So you shall keep his statutes and his commandments which I am giving you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may live long on the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Then Moses set apart three cities across the Jordan to the east, that a manslayer might flee there, who unintentionally slew his neighbor without having enmity toward him in time past, and by fleeing to one of these cities he might live. Bezer in the wilderness on the plateau for the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. Now this is the law which Moses set before the sons of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the sons of Israel when they came out from Egypt across the Jordan in the valley opposite Beth Peor in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the sons of Israel defeated when they came out from Egypt. And they took possession of his land, and the land of Og, king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites, who were across the Jordan to the east from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, even as far as Mount Sion, that is Hermon, with all the Arabah across the Jordan to the east, even as far as the Sea of the Arabah, at the foot of the slopes of Pisgah. Thus reads God's word. You may be seated. Deuteronomy 4:35. To you it has been shown that you might know the Lord. Know that the Lord, he is God. There is no other besides him. The reading this morning is filled with the encouragement from Moses to the children of Israel to always, always honor the Lord with all their heart and soul and being. They were to never go after the worthless idols of this age that would serve no other purpose than to provoke the righteous judgment of the Lord upon them and their children after them. Moses detailed the entire manner in which the Lord had made himself known to his chosen nation in ways that no other people had ever witnessed. This was all in an effort to reinforce and establish that thoroughly passionate heart in the people to so hold true to the Lord all the days of their lives. Thus they were to teach each succeeding generation of the goodness and the majesty and the loving kindness and the faithfulness of the Lord for all time. Moses reinforced this truth in verse 39 of this fourth chapter to encourage the people to recognize and to take to heart that there is only one true living Lord God. He alone deserved all their fidelity and honor and worship. Deuteronomy 4:39. Know therefore today and take it to your heart that the Lord, He is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. This is such a vital reality that needed to be ingrained into the very essence of the people. Accordingly, just two chapters later, in Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5, Moses declared the glorious pronouncement that many Israelites hold on even to this very day. Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. There was no leeway given for half-hearted adherence to the truth of the one true Lord God, Jehovah, Creator of heaven and earth. The people were to honor Him with the complete obeisance which signified His place in their hearts, their minds, their culture, their understanding of the manner of how to live their lives, and the full essence of what life is all about. Their entire focus was to be embedded with the understanding of how He is the one going before them every day of their lives. He was to be so much more than merely the religious deity of their nation. To know Him meant to invest themselves wholly unto Him and to His commandments as the very course of the testimony to the whole world which He had created as His chosen people. In the course of how they lived their lives as His people, they would show forth His majesty and His praise and the truth of His presence within the whole realm of His creation. Much later in 1 Samuel 2, 1 and 2, after the promised land was inhabited by the Lord's people, we see the full measure of how this love for the Lord and this stand for His honor as the only living Lord God Almighty was expressed by Hannah. This was in the prayer of the dedication of her child to the Lord. 1 Samuel 2, 1 and 2. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies, because I rejoice in Thy salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides Thee, nor is there any rock like our God." Here again is voiced the recognition from Hannah that there is only one true and living God. While the other nations may have their man-made deities and idols that they have created, the people of God unto whom He has revealed His heart for this relationship with Himself know the certainty and the veracity of who God is and all that He does. He is the rock, the bedrock of life. There is none like Him. He alone is holy, and in Him alone is found salvation. In 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47, we have the fact of the Lord God Jehovah being declared by the shepherd boy David. This was when he was dealing with the Philistine, Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." Notice that David never claimed to be able to defeat the giant by his own terms and skill and expertise. It was all accounted unto the Lord with the full assurance that the Lord God of Israel would go before his people and he would give them the victory. This was in order for not just the Philistines to know that he lived, but for the very people of God to be reminded of the fact that it was the Lord who was going before them into this battle. It was just as he had done for the generation which had been given the conquest of the promised land. As he went before them, and as he dispossessed the nations that were there, this generation of David needed to be reminded of the fact that they served the Lord God. As well, they needed to have it reinforced that God was the one in whom they could place their full trust as their deliverer and their savior and their victory. The prophet Elijah also had to deal with this forgetfulness of the people later in 1 Kings 18:36 through 39. The people had turned to other deities and were serving the idols of the other nations. There was the great conflict when the prophet was standing alone against all those priests of Baal in order to prove to the nation that the Lord God Jehovah is the only true and living God. The 450 prophets of Baal spent all day futilely and vilely and bloodily trying to bring forth fire for their sacrifice to Baal with absolutely no hope of success. We have the following recorded for us in 1 Kings 18:36 through 39, when it was Elijah's turn to offer the sacrifice to the true Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth. If you will recall, he even poured much water upon the sacrifice until it was filling the ground around the altar. 1 Kings 18:36 through 39. Then it came about at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that Thou art God in Israel, and that I am Thy servant, and that I have done all these things at Thy word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that Thou, O Lord, art God, and that Thou hast turned their heart back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Notice the chant of the people, which hearkens us back to Moses' declaration in Deuteronomy 4:39. Know therefore today, and take it to your heart, that the Lord, He is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. This was something that sadly the nation of God's choosing had to learn again and again. It's still the case in our lives. We have this tendency to find ourselves in trouble, and we forget that we can simply trust the Lord with all our hearts and with all our minds and with all our beings. He will take care of us. We need those reminders that He is the one who is fighting all our battles. We need to have reinforced within us on a most regular basis that the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. This was evidenced once more in 2 Kings 19:15-20. When the nation of Judah was being threatened by Assyria, King Hezekiah was at an utter loss as to what to do other than to pray and to trust the Lord God of Israel, the only living God, with the preservation of His people. Let us read this together. 2 Kings 19:15-20. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, the God of Israel, who art enthroned above the cherubim, Thou art the God, Thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see. And listen to the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have devastated the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. And now, O Lord our God, I pray, deliver us from His hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that Thou alone, O Lord, art God. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, because you have prayed to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard you. Sennacherib had destroyed the gods of all the nations that he had conquered, and he thought that the God of Israel was just like those other idols which he had utterly destroyed. He had no regard for the Lord God Jehovah, and openly maligned and ridiculed the Lord and all those who trusted in Him. As is often the case in this age, we are ridiculed and we are taunted because we hold to the Lord as our God and as our Savior. Hezekiah put the whole basis of dealing with Assyria exactly where it needed to be, on the testimony of the Lord God Almighty, before all the nations of the world. They were watching, and they were expecting the Assyrians to do to Judah what had been done to all the other countries. As He always does, the Lord proved Himself faithful and true. The Lord saved Hezekiah and Judah. He caused Sennacherib to return to his own land. There, he was assassinated by a couple of his own people. This now brings us to a most wonderful psalm, Psalm 100. Here is declared the truth of God and how we are to rejoice in Him and to give Him all thanksgiving and honor as the Lord God Creator and our Redeemer. Psalms 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations. We are to know that the Lord Himself is God. This is the living reality of our lives as His people. Accordingly, we are to be characterized with joyful gladness in the Lord. We are to be a people filled with thankfulness and with praise, seeking to bless Him and to offer those sacrifices of gratitude at all times, because the Lord is good and He is faithful. He is constantly showering us with His essential essence of loving kindness. This was to be the way the children of Israel showed forth His testimony in the land of His promise. This is the way we are to be today in every place into which the Lord has placed us. Sadly, as the prophet Isaiah had to voice over and over again, this chosen nation of God would constantly forget the Lord and not abide by His holy word. We can read several of the encouragements and the declarations of the Lord to His people through His prophet. We begin with Isaiah 44, 6 through 8. Isaiah 44, 6 through 8. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. And who is like me? Let him proclaim and declare it. Yes, let him recount it to me in order from the time that I established the ancient nation. And let them declare to them the things that are coming and the events that are going to take place. Do not tremble and do not be afraid. Have I not long since announced it to you and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me, or is there any other rock? I know of none. Again, we hear this cry to remember to whom the people belonged in Isaiah 45, 5 through 8. Isaiah 45, 5 through 8. I am the Lord and there is no other. Besides me there is no God. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. Drip down, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up and salvation bear fruit. and righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Herein, we have the reason expressed again by the Lord as to the fact that it will be through the testimony of His faithfulness and His righteousness. It is His salvation in dealing with His people that will be witness to the fact that He alone is the living Lord God of all creation. His being will be witnessed in the glory of that which He has created. And furthermore, we hear Him again through Isaiah, in Isaiah 45, 18 through 24, as He declares the vital difference between those who trust in Him and those who trust in the works of their own hands. Isaiah 45, 18 through 24. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens. He is the God who formed the earth and made it. He established it and did not create it a waste place, but formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in some dark land. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in a waste place. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, declaring things that are upright. Gather yourselves and come. Draw near together, you fugitives of the nations. They have no knowledge, who carry about their wooden idol and pray to a God who cannot save. Declare and set forth your case. Indeed, let them consult together. Who has announced this from of old? Who has long since declared it? Is it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness, and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance. They will say of me, only in the Lord are righteousness and strength. Men will come to Him, and all who were angry at Him shall be put to shame. Christ Jesus, the living Word of God, in Mark 12:28-30, brings to the forefront the truth of how we are to honor and consider and to love the Lord God with the every essence of our being. This was when He was questioned concerning what Moses had declared in the Torah. Mark 12:28-30. And one of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that he had answered them well, asked him, what commandment is the foremost of all? Jesus answered, the foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. We end with the Apostle John in 1 John 5:20 and 21 as he summed up the truth that we are to serve no other than the living God who has sent His only begotten Son as the manifest truth of our lives. He is our eternal life. 1 John 5:20 and 21. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding in order that we might know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. so be it. To you it was shown, that you might know that the Lord, He is God. There is no other besides Him. Amen.